Accounting Hour does not create or imply an attorney-client relationship unless otherwise stated. Tax Law Solutions and its affiliates are not a law firm. The information contained in the Tax Planning Hour is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific income tax issues, nor a substitute for formal tax opinion, nor can it be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties that may be imposed with regard to the tax consequences arising from any transactions or matters discussed within this program.
Coming up on the Tax Planning Hour, the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions will be here to discuss how your business could save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in federal income taxes. Learn how their strategic tax planning practices can slash your tax bill and let you keep more of your hard-earned money. It all starts right now.
This show brought to you by Tax Law Solutions, strategic tax planning with proven results.
The Tax Planning Hour with your hosts, Dave Runge and Richard Columbin. The Tax Planning Hour takes a deep dive into how business owners can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in taxes annually. Doug has over 30 years of business experience from startups to Fortune 500 companies. And Richard is a tax attorney and CPA with a passion for interpreting the tax code. Together, they created Tax Law Solutions and have been helping others save on taxes for more than 10 years. Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is the Tax Planning Hour. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. I'm happy to have with us in studio today, we have the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions. We have Dave Runge. Dave is an Oxford PhD, a former CEO, multiple companies, by the way, former Fortune 500 division president, former Deloitte consulting partner. Dave is here, also co-founder of Tax Law Solution, Richard Columbic. Richard is a CPA, tax law attorney. He's one of the top tax lawyers, as listed by the National Law Journal, former chairman of the State Bar's Federal Tax Committee. He has an author, a new book coming out. We'll talk about that today. Also featured speaker by CPA societies, bar associations, and other such professional groups. Boy, I'm in some esteemed company here, guys. Welcome, Richard. Dave, how are you?
Good, Steve. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Doing well today, Steve. Always good to talk with you and our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're getting a lot of good feedback from the listeners, and they're asking some good questions. And I know we kind of begin the shows this way most of the time, but I do think it's important that we get a brief overview of just what Tax Law Solutions is and what you can do, and then we're going to dig into some of the nitty-gritty, all right? Richard, why don't you give us an overview?
Be glad to, Steve. Tax Law Solutions is a company formed by Dave and myself that focuses on saving closely held businesses and their owners tax. We reduce taxation by using techniques that are mainly utilized by multinational corporations that are modified and distilled to work with closely held businesses so that we can help owners and their families achieve their financial goals and their financial needs. And Dave, being a phenomenally experienced business person, CEO, president, Deloitte consulting partner, has the business expertise side. I handle the technical side, being an attorney, CPA, and the combination of what we do and our experience in large firms and myself with billionaire families allows us to have ideas that aren't generally utilized in the combination approach that we take to achieve this type of tax savings.
I mean, that's very interesting in that, you know, you said something there, and is that you have worked with big company, billionaire families, and Dave certainly working with and for big companies. And so you take that strategy and distill it down, like you said, and it applies to closely held businesses. And this is something where I'm sure that there are folks sitting out there right now and going, hey, why didn't I think of that? But you guys did, and as a result, folks are saving a lot of money on their taxes that have closely held businesses.
Well, we walked a unique path, Steve. We sat and managed and worked for and looked after and consulted with very large companies, saw what they did, saw how they did their planning, wealthy individuals, how they protected their income from unnecessary taxation. And clearly, those strategies can apply to those listeners who are aspiring billionaires.
And I guess if you're owning a business, that probably is what you're aspiring to.
Well, as they're putting in a lot of time and energy, as are all our clients, and it seems like after they've worked so hard, the first person to have reached in their pockets isn't their family, it's the tax man, and it's an expense like any other expense that can be managed with the right type of planning and the right type of advisors.
That's exactly right. 678-TAX-HELP. That's the number that gets you in, folks. We're offering a no-cost obligation consultation today. We'll tell you more about that in a bit. But again, if you want to get in now, 678-TAX-HELP. And so as you go through this, so somebody is sitting listening with it has that business, and they're thinking, well, hey, my accountant already told me that we're doing everything we can, and there's nothing else we can do. And I know what the answer to this is.
Well, we hear it every day, all day. And the fact is, every client we have already has a tax professional. They already have an attorney. And clients ask themselves that question, Steve. Well, my tax professional said we're already doing everything we can.
Right.
Well, everything we can does not mean you're doing everything you can. It means you're doing everything your professional knows how to do. And no tax professional knows everything. I don't. We have a phenomenal staff of tax attorneys, CPAs, accountants, combined with all the resources, time, effort, energy, and experience. We don't know everything either. But the fact is, with our emphasis on profitable, closely held companies, we know a greater deal about this niche of the market than most, if not almost all, other tax professionals that do not have that same expertise and limitation in niche. And that means we may have some concepts, some ideas, and some true and tried results obtained from modifying large company strategies that they might not be using. And we found that 100% of the time.
That's a pretty good record, Richard. I mean, and you, as a tax law attorney, CPA, obviously you live for the numbers, you live for the data, and you and your team, every day you dig into that tax code, the tens of thousands of pages of tax code, and you find what parts apply to a closely held business. Some do, some don't, clearly, right?
Oh, absolutely correct. And it's also a matter of taking a look at even the larger cases to find out if there's any interpretation in a larger case that can apply to a smaller company.
Sure.
As well as the reg, the codes, general counsel memos, the chief counsel memos, technical advice memos, and every other piece of information that comes out on a daily basis in addition to case law.
So when you start looking at that and you find a section of the tax code, which I know that you get giddy about, and that's good. so you see that and you say, well, I wonder if this is the right interpretation. So how do you know you have the right interpretation of the tax code?
A lot of it is reading through, for example, a case or a general counsel memorandum or a technical advice memo or a revenue ruling,
okay,
the code, and determining what does it say. And when I mean what does it say, not only the language of the code, but are there regulations interpreting the code? Are there cases interpreting the regulation in the code? Is there any technical advice memorandum from the IRS? Is there any other guidance such as legislative history? These are all things that our team researches so we can determine how this is being interpreted. And most of the time, the cases involve major multinational companies that fight an issue because they have the resources to do so, in which case the court interpretation applies not only to the multinational, it applies to all businesses. And determining how you can utilize that interpretation and modify it as needed so it applies to the closely held company. Tax savings are tax savings. The tax code is the tax code. There isn't a restriction generally that says you have to make $1 billion a year to use this section.
Right. So how do I know that what you suggest to me is going to work? How do I know that?
Well, we've got a heck of a track record, Steve.
That's what we've been at.
We've been utilizing the techniques as modified since prior to the inception of our company. And the first initiation of these techniques of tried and true methods started over 25 years ago. And we've progressed, modified, changed as the tax code has come together. Our current company has been using these types of structures for 10 to 15 years. Our clients have been using them since the inception. And they've been reviewed. They've been court tested. And the fact is, it's in the law. It says if you do this properly, you're entitled to a deduction. And clients of ours have been audited. We've been fortunate that the changes we've made at our recommended strategies have not been adjusted under audit. That does not give a future guarantee that there'll never be a change, but it does mean that the IRS has reviewed extensively the types of structures we have, and to date, we've been fortunate that with proper documentation, and we do include annual reviews for a year after a client has a project,
okay.
And if they follow our advice and they utilize the documentation that we explain to them in detail and review to make sure they have, that documentation wins cases, because if you follow the law and you document you follow the law, then you've just followed the code.
Exactly.
And if you follow the code, you win.
For the next 10 callers who call right now, we're going to offer a complimentary tax savings analysis that could save you 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. Now, we're giving this review to you with no cost or obligation. If you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business, pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. Now, knowledge is power. This analysis can help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. So what have you got to lose? The results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you are overpaying your taxes. So for the next 10 business owning callers, that's a comprehensive tax planning analysis that we're going to give away, complimentary, no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. The analysis is invaluable, and it could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for as long as you own your business. So what have you got to lose? Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. If you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to receive that complimentary tax savings analysis. Call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. As 2018 winds down, business owners are scrambling to figure out how much money they'll have to pay in income taxes. If you're interested in paying less, then you have found the right show. It's called the Tax Planning Hour with the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions, whose proven strategies have saved closely held businesses hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in taxes. It all starts right now. As a successful business owner, there's a good chance you're paying too much in taxes. What are you going to do? Do what thousands of business owners have done in the past decade and call Tax Law Solutions. Tax Law Solutions have helped thousands of business owners permanently reduce their personal income tax liability by as much as 30 to 40%. For your complimentary tax savings analysis, just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21000. And we are back. This is the Tax Planning Hour. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And of course, we're in studio with Dave Runge, who is a co-founder, and Richard Kolumbuk, the co-founder of Tax Law Solutions. Dave, on the business side, you are quite remarkable, was an Oxford PhD, a Fortune 500 division president. And Richard, you are just the tax guy that we love because you love the tax code and apparently it loves you back. You're a CPA, a tax law attorney, and so much more. So, Richard, that is. You know, I goof about that all the time, but it's really true. You get giddy over the tax code.
Well, it's fun. The tax code actually is fun. I know, listeners, you're sitting there going, this guy must be a little off. But no, it's the fact that I enjoy putting together a mental jigsaw puzzle. And the tax code is a mental jigsaw puzzle because you got to get all the pieces in your mind. You got to think about them and figure out how they fit together. And that's what makes it so much fun. And once you figure it out, they change it the next day.
So you got to do it all over.
That's right. So it's constantly moving, thinking, analyzing, and it's just fascinating.
Well, and again, so what we're talking about here is saving closely held businesses money on their federal income taxes. So if you pay more than $50,000 in federal income taxes, that is who we're talking to, right?
Absolutely. And that's the starting point. And people that pay at least $50,000 of personal and corporate tax that are business owners, up to much, much higher levels for closely held business. That's the target market. That's what we work on all day, every day. And we've got a team of people and a team of business experts, and we can help.
And so when we're talking about a closely held business and we're talking about saving, you know, lots of money on taxes, which is what we all want to do, because then that ultimately makes your bottom line look better and you get to keep more of that money that you worked so hard for. And Dave, I know that you have a case study for us. I love these because we get to hear about real clients and how you were able to accomplish so much with the research and the strategies that you have.
You know, there are so many interesting cases we could describe because we serve so many different clients in so many different industries in so many effective ways, quite frankly, that it's just a matter of trying to pick one that shows a different way of addressing the tax situation that a client faced. So I thought it would be interesting today to discuss a construction company.
Okay, cool.
These businesses, imagine that that's very cyclical. There's feast and famine. This company has 188 employees that are skilled laborers. You can't let those people go or you don't get them back. So
right.
Guess what you get to do if you're a business owner? You get to pay them whether you're making money or not. That's a lot of freight to carry. And if you're the business owner, you're not sure, you're not in control of when projects will close, when you'll be able to collect, whether materials will be available. You're taking on a lot of risks in a business like that. And one risk you don't want to take on is giving up any liquidity. Giving up liquidity is significant if you're paying unnecessary taxes.
Right.
So we had an opportunity to serve this particular company. We have many clients in this type of business or this type of industry. And in this case, it's a $28 million top line. 80% of that business revenue was spent on materials. Had to keep liquid to be able to pay all these employees, to be able to buy all those materials. Mm-hmm. And the feast and famine applied. Good year, the owner had over $2 million in income. Bad year, he had over $1.8 million in losses. And you know what? Those 188 people still wanted to be fed every year.
Of course.
So regardless of how the business was performing, the owner of that business needed to take responsibility and did for his employees.
Wow. So what did you do?
Well, we did a variety of things. We did 11 different things that his previous advisors weren't aware of, didn't know how to do for him. We backed that up with literally 492 tax code references. We give this very interesting report, which details the source of all the law and the guidance we're relying on. 492 sections of the tax code existed that described these 11 strategies that had not been used by the client before. How about that?
That's remarkable.
Now, that's an example Rich has been talking about when he says we plow through portions of the tax code that are present. But boy, you know, you got to look for them. But this is not fringe. This is center stage, middle of the fairway tax code that is there and visible. We make it visible to our clients.
Sure.
So $843,000 in taxes this business owner paid. He paid just over $200,000 in taxes. Still a lot of taxes, but we saved him $520,000 in taxes.
Wow. So, I mean, that's $520,000 that he could continue to pay his employees, that he could continue to buy supplies and materials, and probably, paid himself a little bit, too, for once.
Exactly right, Steve. And this is the dilemma that many business owners face. They've taken the risks. They would like to have some rewards for themselves, and one of the rewards they are entitled to is to keep everything they're legally entitled to keep and not pay taxes on anything more than they need to pay.
I love that. And this is something that this is an approach that you take with every client that you take on, isn't it?
It is. This is actually a typical result. Now, the numbers are bigger or smaller depending on the client, but this is not unusual for us to be able to find, because Richard is so good at this, to find ways and paths through the tax code that create these kind of savings for our clients.
So, Richard, how exciting is it when you can go back to the client and maybe through Dave and you go, hey, I found 492 tax code references that's going to help this guy or gal?
Well, it's just one of the most exciting things to sit there and meet with the client and his professionals and say, by the way, we can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Here's the report we prepared. Here's the support for it. And to go through it and have them look at me and go, wow.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. And to have people look and go, my hopes, my dreams, maybe I'll retire earlier. Maybe I'll pass the business to my family. Maybe I'll go out and get that boat I always wanted. I had one client after our presentation, and I know this isn't for everyone. He looked at me and he goes, I'm going to buy a Ferrari. And it was like, it's your money. Go ahead.
Go for
whatever
it.
Whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Just whatever your plan is. And I've had many other people say, I'm going to expand my business. I'm going to get more equipment. I'm going to have more personnel. I'm going to get a vacation home. So I'm going to pay for my kids' college. So reaching goals and helping people achieve their goals, that's what we like to do.
Oh, that sounds so good. And so how do you guys get paid? I mean, obviously you're in business to make money too. How does that work?
Well, typically we charge a fixed fee for implementing a plan. And there's a certain amount of effort that's required by our professional staff. We make profit as any business needs to make.
Of course.
And the benefits that a client realizes depend on their success as a business owner. Our fixed fee means that if they make more money, they save more money. If they make less money, they won't save as much, but they will still save significantly more in taxes than the cost of our services. That's a consistent pattern, significantly more.
Sure.
And the thing is about tax planning, they're going to write a check. They're going to write a check either to us or to the tax authorities. So it really is a matter of which check a client prefers to write and continue to write. Once to TLS for a fraction of their taxes or every year for the taxes that their current structure forces upon them.
Absolutely. 678 Tax Help. That's the number you can call. 678-829-4357. And again, so as we sort of begin to wind down, Dave, Richard, anything else you want to throw out there that we haven't talked about today?
Runway. The listeners, please just give us enough runway. If you want to change your taxes this year, there's still time, but it takes time to put in place a tax plan. If we don't have enough time, you'll be stuck in your current plan, unfortunately, because the calendar will decide your taxation. You won't. Don't let the calendar take control over your taxes.
Well, thanks. Boy, that's a great sentiment to leave on. Let me go ahead and remind everyone that for the next 10 callers who call in right now, we're going to offer that complimentary tax savings analysis that we've been talking about. And really, you could save 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. Now, we're giving this review to you with no cost or obligation. And if you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business, pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes, well, knowledge is power. This analysis is going to help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually. You just heard Dave with the case study about how much money that company saved. Now, the results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you are overpaying your taxes. So for the next 10 business-owning callers. It's a comprehensive tax planning analysis that we're going to give away complimentary with no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency starts with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. This analysis is invaluable, and it could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for as long as you own your business. So give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. If you're one of the next 10 callers, you're going to receive that complimentary tax-saving analysis. Give us a call right now while you're thinking of it before the end of the year. Time is of the essence. 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. Again, 678-TAX-HELP. Well, Dave, Richard, again, always nice hanging out with you guys, and the stories that, you know, the case study today was really amazing.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's great to hang out with you and our listeners. And the reality is, yes, you can pay less tax legally, but you've got to do something, and something's making that call.
Got to make a first step, right? 678-TAX-HELP. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with tax planning experts on the Tax Planning Hour.